History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're speaking with Cheryl Hauer, the International Development Director for Bridges for Peace. How are you, Cheryl?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, you're down under in Australia at the moment. What do you love about our country?
Oh, well, I'm loving the weather, that's for sure. I just came from 3 weeks in New Zealand. Very successful tour, wonderful time, but it was pretty chilly there, so I'm really appreciating the sunshine.
Wonderful. Now, tell us a bit about your family background. Where were you born and raised?
Oh, okay, I was born and raised in Minnesota in the United States, up near the Canadian border.
And tell us about your faith journey. Were you raised in a religious home, or was there a conversion experience?
Well, I was raised in a religious home, yes, but not in a home where a relationship with the Lord was actually a part of the picture. So I definitely had a conversion experience in my early 20s. I encountered the Lord in a very, very dramatic way, a very life-changing way. I encountered the Lord as I was sitting in my dining room looking at the Bible. Something had piqued my interest, and as I looked at the Bible and read Psalm 91, the presence of the Lord just filled the room, and I found myself on the floor before the Lord for quite some time. And when I got up off the floor, I was a different person. Nobody could believe the change that had happened in my life, and I felt passionately in love with the Lord at that moment, and I have remained passionately in love with him ever since.
Oh, I can hear that in your voice, and I'm getting shivers up my spine hearing you share that story. I'm sure many of our listeners are too. And tell me about your journey towards ministry. What were you doing at the time, and how did you end up in ministry?
Well, interestingly, the Lord began to speak to myself. My husband got saved shortly after I did, and the Lord began to speak to us early on in our relationship with him about actually going into service for him. And we had visions of going to, you know, darkest Africa or, you know, some interesting place like that. But what the Lord actually had for us at that time was ministry in our own community. And we ended up with a huge ministry. We had children's ministry. We had people that came and lived with us, stayed with us, some for short periods of time. One young woman came with her 2-year-old child, got saved, became part of our ministry, and lived with us for 11 years. So we always had 20 or 30 people at every meal. It was a remarkable, remarkable place. But in the midst of it, God began to speak to us about Israel. And I got a free trip to Israel from one of the people that we were helping in our ministry. I went on that trip, and it was a life changer.
Now, I've had the privilege of visiting Israel twice, and Israel is in my heart. Every time I hear about someone that lives there or works there, I think, oh, Lord, would you open the door one day? I'd love to be over there. Just to be in the places where Jesus walked, to be in the places where Moses and David and, you know, all of our forefathers, it's just so rich with history and such a turbulent place, but such an important place to bless. Now, for those who don't know about Bridges for Peace, you've been involved for over 20 years.
Yes, 25 years.
And you're the deputy to the international president and CEO. Tell us about what Bridges for Peace is all about.
We are a Christian organization supporting Israel and building relationships between Christians and Jews in Israel and around the world. So our focus is to restore the relationship that we feel has been terribly damaged by 2,000 years of anti-Semitism, often at the hands of those that called themselves Christians. A chasm that developed between Jews and Christians, really literally closing and locking the door to communication between our two communities. And our founder, Dr. G. Douglas Young, had a vision that Jews and Christians not only could but should get to know one another in relationships of sincerity and respect, unlocking those doors of communication and really getting to know one another. And Bridges has been building on that vision for 50 years.
And so tell us practically how that looks. What kind of things do you guys do in Israel and around the world to build those bridges?
Well, in Israel, we have a number of what you might call humanitarian aid projects. We provide food to somewhere around 30,000 needy Israelis every month, distributing between 50 and 70 tons of food. We have projects that help the elderly, projects that specifically help school children who live below the poverty level, projects that send Christian volunteers into substandard housing to paint, put up handrails for the elderly, all those kinds of things. We have about 12 or 13 different humanitarian aid projects, but they all have one purpose. Two purposes, actually. One purpose is to extend a hand of unconditional love and friendship to the Jewish people, saying, you are not alone. There are Christians around the world who love and support you. And the other is to provide a venue for the many Christians around the world who are coming to really fall in love with Israel and really hear the voice of God calling the church to support Israel in this day. Many of them will never get there. And so through our projects, they're able to practically express that love in a very tangible way.
And I know you do projects like the Zealous Israel Project. What's that one all about?
Oh, Zealous Israel is a very exciting project. We've had our Zealous 8-2 or Young Adult Project for quite some time, and that's really been two annual adventure tours, Bible experiences in the land for 18 to 30-year-olds. But the new Zealous Israel Project is actually a gap year program. We have 10 people from around the world in the 18 to 30-year range that will all be converging on Jerusalem in the first part of August, and they'll be with us for a year. They will actually, each one will serve in the projects in an area where they have skills, but they will be then involved in ongoing teaching, mentoring, monthly projects, traveling all over the nation, meeting Jewish young people, interacting with politicians, and an incredible, incredible year-long experience that we know will give these young people a foundation in their Christian life that will change them forever and make them stronger and better disciples.
And now, I know you're also very passionate at Bridges for Peace about education, teaching people about the Torah, about the Old Covenant, about what the Jewish people believe. Because a lot of Christians don't really understand. Like, I even had someone recently, just today, I was going to a soup kitchen today, and I was talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament to one young guy, and a young guy said, oh, so do the Jews believe in the Bible too? And I said, well, they believe in the Old Testament. And he goes, really? I didn't know. a lot of people just don't understand. So just speak to that a bit. What do you guys teach with regards to theology from Bridges for Peace?
Well, it is an eye-opener to a lot of Christians even to say that Jesus was Jewish, which, of course, we know was true. The early church was a Jewish institution. And it came out of an existing relationship that the Jewish people had had with the God of creation for several thousand years already when Jesus was born into a religious Jewish family. And it's important for Christians to realize that we have that connection, that most of the things that we hold dear in our faith system, Christianity, actually came to us through that Hebraic or Jewish root. And it's unfortunate that through our past 2,000 years of history, we've been separated from that root. We've been sort of torn from it. And I believe it's an incredible privilege to be alive today when God is doing something he has never done before in history. And that's plugging the church back into that Hebraic root and allowing Christians at this moment in time to see the Bible and understand that Bible with a depth and a context that for 2,000 years Christians didn't have.
You know, I just have so many flashbacks of my trips to Israel. One of my highlights was visiting the Western Wall at Shabbat, and there was a bunch of young Jewish boys dancing around in a circle, you know, going la 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 la, la. And my tour guide, a Jewish young man, Stephen Green from Melbourne, he said to me, "You can join in with them if you want." And I said, "Really? They won't mind?" You know, I didn't know whether they would mind. And he goes, "No, they would love it if you join in, because they're lovely people, you know." And so I went up and asked if I could jump in, and they said, "Come on, brother, come on," you know. So I'm dancing there with all these young Jewish boys and worshipping God, you know. And I thought, wow, this is just amazing, you know. And you know, to be honest, I had never really spent time with Jewish people before. I grew up in a country town in Australia, moved to a city, never moved amongst Jewish people and talked to them before. And, you know, I'd seen what the media had said. Now, that brings me to my point. The media doesn't often paint Israel in a positive light.
Unfortunately, that's true.
What do you guys do with your media strategy? What do you guys do to speak up for Israel?
Well, our strategy really is to be an honest voice and a voice of reason, if you will, in relation to Israel on all levels. We try to take news stories that you might hear in the media here or that they might hear in other parts of the world and present them through our Bridges for Peace website in a way that doesn't have that media bias. We want Christians to understand that Israel is not the obstacle to peace that the media portrays her to be. We want them to understand the complexity of the situation that exists there, and for them to understand that Israel is a very wonderful, thriving democracy where good things are happening every single day and innovations are coming from that are blessing all the nations of the earth. You don't read that in the local newspaper.
It's just an incredible place to walk through the old city of Jerusalem and to, you know, see the amazing, you know, the Via Dolorosa where Jesus walked, you know, to go on the Sea of Galilee. Oh, I loved it there. Out on the boat, worshipping. Oh, it's beautiful. So, of course, I realize that I've only been on a short tour twice. Mm-hmm. I went once with 12 other pastors, and thankfully none of them were called Judas. It was a great time. wonderful. Now, before we go, I always like to ask our guests to share the truth of the gospel. You know, there might be people listening that are thinking, okay, this is interesting. So there was the Jewish people in the Old Testament, and then there was a Messiah and Jesus. You know, people mightn't have connected the dots that Jesus is the Messiah. Would you share with our listeners what is the gospel and how do people respond to it?
Well, as Christians, of course, we believe that Jesus or Yeshua is the Messiah, that he is the sent one. And reaching out to him as I did all of those years ago and in my dining room, crying out to him, asking him to come into my life, surrendering myself to him is the best decision that I have ever made. It changed my life forever. And of course, it's important for us to understand that the concept of Messiah is also important in Judaism, very important in Judaism, the religion of the Jewish people. It's just that they think he hasn't come yet, and we think he's about to come the second time.
Mm. I just love the fact that I love it when people say Yeshua as well.
Yes.
My son is named Joshua. Is that the Hebrew pronunciation for the word Yeshua?
It's basically the same. It's from the same root.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving learning all these words, you know, shalom. Oh, shalom means so much more than just goodbye or hello, doesn't it?
It does, yes. You know, I've heard people equate shalom to aloha in Hawaiian. I don't know anything about Hawaiian, but I do know that in Hebrew, shalom is a very, very complex word. That it does mean hello, it means goodbye, but it means completion. It means wholeness, wellness, health, prosperity. It means wishing someone the absolute, total, full best that God has for them.
Absolutely. And before we go, I've noticed that Bridges for Peace has released some great books over the years, including one of yours. Tell us about the work you've been doing.
Oh, well, actually, yes, that is part of my role. I do travel and speak extensively internationally for the organization, but I also write. We have publications that people can sign up for here in Australia. We have a wonderful magazine that comes out every other month. We have a teaching letter that comes out every month, and we have quite a number of I may sound a little biased here, but some really, really good resources that are also available on our website. And with those resources, we have that same desire to help people understand what Israel is really all about, to help them understand God's heart toward that nation, to help them understand the prophetic significance of the nation of Israel, and also to understand the days that we're living in.
We need to be watching and looking at what God is doing in these end times and praying for the peace of Jerusalem, such an important thing. I want to encourage people to check out this website, bridgesforpeace.com.au. And I know I've had Keith Buxton, the National Director of Bridges for Peace, speak in my church before and got so much good feedback because he's really, you know, explaining to people and teaching people so many fundamental truths about Israel. And a lot of people, a lot of Christians just don't know. We need to be educated. We need to be involved, and we need to go visit. Oh, it'll change your life.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I just think it's been wonderful to hear from you today. Cheryl, I think you're a history maker. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.